Thanks again for tuning into the GearyaGirl.com official podcast. I've got a very cool special guest today. This is Kirsty Grossart, and she's from Canada and a real serious body weight expert, hoping to pick her brain big time today to make up for some of my own weak spots. So this is a little bit of a very selfish podcast that I hope you all will also enjoy. We're going to learn about why Kirsty is almost 100% body weight in her own practice right now and what she plans to do. So anyway, Kirsty, you know, what is your background with fitness and body weight training specifically?
Well, just want to say thanks for having me on your show. I've been a big fan for a long time.
Thanks.
So, my background, I did competitive gymnastics growing up until I was 19.
Wow.
And then I smashed my elbow and was told never to do handstands again. Yeah, that was pretty devastating at the time. And I, spent the next few years, you know, at university drinking and crying and, I got into some coaching. I coached some competitive gymnastics. And then in terms of my own athletics, I never really worked out back then. Like I was always very active and I pretty much did any sport that anyone suggested. So I did, you know, I went surfing with my sister and I went snowboarding and played in squash and went cycling, like pretty much anything. And it wasn't until I moved to Canada, so it was about 8-9 years ago now, and I met some friends who were really into kind of working out at the gym and lifting weights, and it was very kind of typical bodybuilding type stuff. And so I got into that, and I liked it. It was a lot of fun, and I liked getting stronger and kind of learning all that stuff. And so from there, when I bought my house, converted the garage into a gym. And so it was kind of primitive. It, you know, we had like pull-up bars made from plumbing pipes and some rings in there and parallettes and some kettlebells. And that's when I started both kettlebell training and when I kind of got back into body weight training. And I kind of totally fell in love with that again and got really obsessed and started doing handstands again. And it was all fine. And yeah, so I just kind of got really obsessed with doing it myself and then kind of got into teaching it, which has been a really fun journey the last few years.
Awesome. And I'm trying to remember, you're with Gold Medal Bodies, right?
Yes.
Awesome. That's a great organization.
They're awesome guys. And one of the reasons I started working with them was, so I was coaching kids gymnastics.
Okay.
And recreational kids this time, and this was about 4 years ago, and it was very different from the competitive side because these are kids who are training gymnastics like 1 hour once a week. So the stuff we're teaching them is really just how can they move better so that they're better at everything else, really. So like how can they jump and land well, and how can they squat better and swing on a bar, you know, showing them that, you know, the stronger they were, so like the more things like pull-ups and rope climbs and squats that they could do, the more of the cool tricks that they wanted to do that they could do. So, you know, if they could do a pull-up, they would be able to do a pullover on the bar and they could do backup circles and do all the fun tricks. And that was kind of a lot of fun, taking these teenage girls who didn't really care about being strong and teaching them how cool that was.
That's cool.
And then from there, I have a friend who owns a CrossFit gym and she kind of suggested I did some adult gymnastics classes at her gym. So I started doing that and I very quickly realized that coaching adults is very different from coaching kids. So there's that big fear factor. And say to a kid, like, oh, kick up to handstand and they'll just kick straight up and they don't care if they fall over. But adults just, they have this huge fear of being upside down. And mostly of falling. So it was a big learning curve for me, basically relearning how to teach all the stuff that I, you know, it was so easy to teach little kids as well, because you can just, you know, put them in a position. Whereas an adult who's like twice my size, I can't really, you know, just lift them up and down. So,
yeah.
So I kind of started doing that. And then that's when I found GMB, so Gold Medal Bodies. And realized Ryan had kind of done all this stuff and laid it out, and he was like the expert at basically taking skills and breaking them down into, you know, the simplest form and how to progress through these levels without necessarily needing fancy equipment or squatters or any of this stuff. So I kind of contacted Ryan and then became one of their trainers. And yeah, now it's been so awesome. I learned so much from them.
That's fantastic. And I'm so glad you brought up that whole difference of like training kids and adults. And because, you know, there is that fear, there's usually a pretty good reason for it.
Right.
Because, you know, it's like, all right, well, we do need to work up to that. You know, a lot of these people will come into a gym as a beginner and, you know, the strength just isn't there yet. And you don't want them to fall on their heads. And certainly they don't want to do that either. So do you have any recommendations on how to get people, you know, past the fear? I mean, I have a few different things I do, but I definitely want to hear kind of, you know, what your angle is on that, especially with getting upside down.
I mean, there's a few things people are scared of. One is just because we don't do it very often, and a lot of people, they haven't been, you know, on their hands upside down for like 30 years, 20 years, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's really just getting them comfortable being upside down and getting that orientation. So, you know, starting with things like basic, you know, bear walks where, you know, your butt's up in the air, your hands are on the floor, and, you know, your entire weight isn't on your hands yet, but you're getting used to being upside down.
Right.
So that's the first thing, is just getting used to being upside down. And then working on the wall to start with, just getting used to, well, building up the strength in your arms and knowing you have that strength.
Yeah.
But I always recommend people get away from the wall as quickly as possible. As soon as they have the strength, obviously you need to build that strength. But once you have the strength, the hard part of hand balancing is balancing. So
yes.
you're not going to learn that if you always have that wall there to help stabilize you. So getting away from the wall, but doing it by first learning how to fall. So the first thing I teach anyone is how to get out of a handstand. And I always teach a cartwheel. So kicking up to handstand and cartwheeling out of it. And once people are confident that they can do that, then they can kick up to a handstand and not be thinking the whole time, am I going to fall over and break myself?
Right.
So, you know, and it's huge the difference that makes. Just your body, as soon as when you have that fear, your body is just tense. You can't really focus on the things you want to be focusing on. Mm-hmm. All you're thinking about is falling and hurting yourself. And so having a kind of escape route is the best way to know that you're not going to, that you can actually go for that handstand and not worry about what's going to happen.
That is super important. And, you know, the other thing is, I remember, gosh, it must have been about 10 years ago, I did my first cartwheel as an adult. And even though I was in pretty good shape at the time, it was just different. I remember getting into it and be like, everything is in a different place than it was. I mean, let's say you do one when you're 8 years old. Well, your arms are like, what, a foot long maybe? And, you know, if you fall, it's like, you're right there anyway. You're right there by the ground. And as an adult, not that I'm tall by any means, but it's like everything's in a different place, and it's like this recalibration process has to happen. I think until you do that, that's probably where a lot of the fear is coming from as well. Huh.
Yeah.
So cool. Time to go do some cartwheels.
Yeah.
You know, I'm also a huge fan of body weight exercise. I kind of come at it from a different angle. I don't have a background in gymnastics. I wish I did, honestly, because I can see the benefits that it seems to have for people, just of certain types of awarenesses. But, you know, I'm coming at it from a strength training side, convict conditioning, PCC, and all of that. And it's fun to kind of now have the strength and the confidence to start edging into some of these crossover areas like handstands and hand balancing. And rings. I was glad to hear you mention that the rings, because I definitely wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of, you know, body weight training, it's just, there's just so much you can do. And I wanted to mention this as well. She mentioned, Kirsty mentioned her gym and her garage. Her website is garagegymgirl.com. Very easy to remember. So go check it out. Anyway, now, the other day you put up a video, I think it was on Facebook, and it looked like a press to handstand on the rings. Now, what was the story behind that?
Yeah, that was it was something I had tried a few months ago, and I just couldn't even figure out, like, it was, there was a huge fear in that. Like, I couldn't figure out how to get upside down at all. And so I showed it to Ryan Hurst. He's the head trainer and one of the creators of GMB Fitness, and You know, he just gave me some basic. He was like, you know, straddle your legs so that once you get upside down, you can just grab the straps with your legs and you don't have to worry about falling.
All right.
And as soon as I thought that, as I was going up, it just wasn't scary anymore. Like, I didn't have that fear. And so I was just way more relaxed. It felt so much easier. So I guess sometimes it's something very simple that kind of gets you from not being able to do something at all to kind of figuring it out. And so for me, it was just getting over that fear by knowing that I could straddle my legs and grab onto the straps. And yeah, it's kind of cool. It's the first time I've done a handstand on the ring. So
it looked awesome. I was like, oh my God, look at that. But when you're saying that about the straddle, that makes sense because, you know, the straps are there. Obviously, they're shoulder width. So if your feet are out even just a little bit, no matter what, you're not going over.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and if you come... You come back down the other way, well, your feet are there. So, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. And the rings is always, it's been kind of really cool for me to learn them because, you know, I never did the rings growing up. As a female gymnast, we do like floor, we do vault, we do the beam, and we do bars. So things like rings and the parallettes even, the P-bars, I've kind of learned those as an adult. And the pommels. We never did pommels, but haven't really got into that yet, but maybe one day.
Well, that's so like equipment specific. It seems like, you know, it's not like you're going to drive up to a park and right. unload that from your trunk. I mean, that'd be pretty cool, but you know, I'll take my parallettes out to the park or, you know, half the time I've given one to one person and one to the other and they're doing, you know, slightly raised push-ups on them, you know, and then we bring them back together. But it's so amazing all the stuff that we can do with just a little bit of equipment or no equipment. Now, I hadn't used the gymnastic rings too much myself until I was super honored to be asked to do this. Mike Gillette put out Rings of Power on Dragon Door and asked me to be one of the models in there. And it helped that both of us are similarly... we're about the same color. So, you know, they could use one lighting setup with us, which ended up being actually a very cool thing. But I started really studying the moves and talking to him and, you know, because I didn't want to just show up cold, obviously.
Right.
And it just really fell in love with the rings and how versatile they were, you know, for my clients as well. And on one hand, they can be extremely difficult. But on the other hand, you can make them, you know, totally work for a beginner.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons I love having them in my classes and stuff, because you can have some people doing, you know, your advanced people working muscle ups, and then, you know, your intermediate people doing pull ups, and then some people doing ring rows, and all you have to do is change the height of the straps. And it's like you can just vary your angles and everyone can kind of work at their level. And so that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, you can't beat the price point on them either. I mean, I love the TRX, and I know that there's certain things you can only kind of do with a TRX, but boy, you really can't beat a price of a good set of rings.
Yeah.
You know, those of you listening out there, if you don't have some rings and you're curious, you know, go search around on Amazon. You'll be very happy with what you find.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever tried the traveling rings at all?
I'm not sure what, I mean, my rings I can take anywhere and put them on a tree or something, but I don't know.
Oh, no. This is something different. And
okay.
I'm pretty sure that you would absolutely be awesome at this. It was too cold when you were in New York recently to do it, but over on the Upper West Side, I think it's, oh gosh, I'm trying to remember the name of the park. Anyway, there is two sets of traveling rings. And basically, it's like somebody took, you know, single gymnastic rings and spread them out along a path, this long straight path, and you swing from each one to the next, kind of like Tarzan.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I went on those at Muscle Beach in, in Santa Monica. So yeah, those are so much fun.
And I keep trying to figure out how to like set those up with, you know, and I'm like, I don't know if that's going to work, but yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad. I want to do the ones in Santa Monica. I've been kind of, you know, after I get a couple of things finished up and a few things paid off, I'm going to head out there and try the ultimate set. I mean, Muscle Beach, that's yeah, classic.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. I was there a few years ago, and 2 years ago or so, and I went. The first day I went, it was, like, packed. And I was, like, I was so intimidated that I got up so early and went at, like, 6 a.m. the next morning. And it was, like, me and all these, like, super strong old dudes just, like, playing on all this stuff. And it was so much fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. So. You know, and it's funny, too, because, like, you can learn so much from those old-timers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, if you're still out here doing this and fill in the blank age and you're, you know, standing up straight, you're not injured, having a good time, it's like, all right, I need to hear about this details. We had some guys show up to a PCC out west, early 70s, and it was the funniest thing because they were, you know, knock out a front lever and whatever, and it was like they just forgot to grow old. And that was just that. It was just like, oh, okay, so there's a surfer guy who just happens to be this particular age. And, you know, if you stay active and healthy, and it's like, well, why quit? There's no reason to quit.
Yeah, if you don't stop doing it, that's my goal.
Yeah.
Do a front lever when I'm 70.
Heck, yeah, why not? You've got all that time to practice.
Yeah.
That was the thing. I was like, it's just they've used that time to practice. That's what this is. It's not, you know, their age at this point is actually giving them an advantage because they've had 20, 30 more years of doing this than the rest of us.
Yeah.
They tend to like that explanation too. It's which, you know, hey, they should. So anyway, well, what are you working on right now?
So like skill wise, mostly I want to work on things that are just like more pure strength moves.
Okay.
So things like my planche, mm-hmm. I really want to get a really good, planche. And it's so hard. The progress on it is so slow, but as when I do make progress, it's so exciting. That and a front lever, I would love to be able to do. So kind of working that, but then just some of the other stuff is just, a lot of it is just getting as strong as I can doing body weight stuff. So like I've been doing a ton of like handstand push-ups, pressing to handstand, and then a lot of things like improving my leg strength with things like shrimp squats, but on a block. So my knees going lower than the block and trying to, you know, build up that strength in just as far as I can.
Right.
Because that's yeah. That I find really hard, and Ryan just does it, and it looks so easy. So I kind of have to, you know, practice it so I could kick his ass.
Yeah, that's right.
just those two are my main skills, the front lever, the planche, but just really trying to put stuff together and getting as strong as I can.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Oh, I know what you mean about that shrimp squat. That darn thing, like, you know, even... You know, for those of you listening, and, you know, like the first version of that is something that's sometimes called the hover lunge. And, you know, you've got that back leg kind of hovering. If you're like me and your shoulder mobility challenged, the hover lunge might be a necessity for a while until you can get both of your hands back there. But, you know, the shrimp squat and then what you're talking about, you know, going further with that range of motion, that's serious stuff. I've been doing pistols for years and then, no, good morning.
Yeah. It's interesting though. Cause some people find shrimp squats easier than pistols and some people find pistols easier. I definitely find the pistols easier.
That is interesting. Yeah. And same thing with like in the pistol grabbing the toe. To me, that is a regression, but if you don't have the flexibility and mobility to do it, then it becomes a progression. So it's so fun how individualized body weight training can be.
Yeah. And there's some people who can do weighted pistols because mm-hmm. it helps their balance, but they can't do a non-weighted one because they don't have the ankle mobility or they don't have some mobility to get down into the pistol without the weight, but they can do weighted pistols and it's like...
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, because like in the RKC too... you know, the pistol is one of the tested exercises, and there's that option. You can do it with a small weight or no weight, And, you know, to the uninitiated, that just seems completely bizarre. They're thinking, well, of course I want to do it with no weight. And it's like, well, really? Right. Try it, hot shot. And then there's that point where you get past it and you're doing things like a pistol with a 24 kilo where, hey, guess what? It's hard again.
Right, yeah.
In a different way. So I don't know. I love the versatility of this kind of training and, you know, the fact that, you know, with the exception of like gymnastic rings, you really can do it anywhere. And like yourself, you mentioned before the call that we were pre-call discussion that you're going to be in Scotland in 2 weeks doing a workshop. So can you tell us about that? I mean, it may come out like this podcast might come out a little bit too late, but we want to hear about going to Scotland.
Yeah. Well, that's where I'm from originally. So I grew up in Scotland and my family is all still there. So I'm mostly going for a vacation. And then there's a GMB trainer, Gail. I don't know if you've seen her stuff on Instagram. She's awesome.
Gail, sounds familiar.
She does a lot of handstands. She's inverted G on Instagram.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look her up.
Yeah, she's amazing. So we're meeting up and going to teach a couple of workshops while we're there. One on, so GMB has a program called Integral Strength, and it's basically bodyweight strength training program, very much kind of doing progressive training. So, you know, basically you're getting towards like a chin up and you're getting towards like full push-ups, but it's like lots of different progressions to get to those points. Mm-hmm. And so basically we're kind of teaching that and teaching people how to make the move easier, how to make the move more difficult.
Right.
And then when you can do these moves, what does that transfer over to? So, you know, how does doing these inverted presses transfer over to doing handstand push-ups? And how does, you know, doing your pull-ups transfer over to being able to do a muscle-up or something? So it's really that strength that you need to do the kind of the fancy tricks, and teaching people that whatever level they're at, they can kind of they can work to strengthen themselves for those skills. So we're doing that one on one day, and then we're doing a flexibility workshop the next day.
Well, that sounds like a good trip. So what part of Scotland is it?
It's the workshop's in Glasgow.
Oh, okay.
That's where Gail lives. So my parents are in Edinburgh, so I'll be staying there, but it's not far to go to Glasgow.
Yeah, so I've been to Edinburgh. It's been a long time, but loved it. Absolutely loved it. Now, something that you said earlier, I definitely wanted to talk about as well. It was talking when you were teaching the kids how to do, you know, a lot of, you know, the basic stuff and building up basics and the strength within the basics, being able to giving you the ability to do the fancy stuff. And I think, you know, a similar thing happens to adults, and not even in a tricks or fancy, not really that fancy stuff. And there's this mindset out there, and I think it's because of decades of fitness marketing, that it's like you've got to keep doing all this different weird crap. And, you know, man, just some good old-fashioned push-ups and squats and pull-ups and bodyweight rows and, you know, lunges and just simple things. It's amazing how much you can accomplish with just those, I mean, caveman basics.
There's so many like crazy different tools that come out all the time that people are, you know, shiny toys that they want to play with. But yeah, you can just get really strong just with body weight stuff. Like that's all I've been doing for pretty much the last 2 years since I started working with GMB.
Wow.
Pretty much just been doing body weight stuff. And I love like the fact that, you know, I'm getting stronger all the time. Mm-hmm. And the other cool thing about that I find with body weight stuff over lifting weights or other exercises is if you say you're doing like a bicep curl and you're getting stronger, basically you're just taking a heavier weight and doing the same movement.
Right.
But with the body weight stuff, every time you're getting stronger, you kind of learn a new skill almost, or a new variation of that skill. And so part of what you're getting is it's not just you're getting stronger, you're actually learning something new and teaching your body a different position to be in, or a different skill. And so it requires, you know, more body awareness, more mindfulness in your training. Mm-hmm. And that kind of stuff, that having better control of your body kind of transfers over to everything else that you do. Whether you want to be, you know, doing Olympic weightlifting or, you know, some I don't know what the latest fitness fad is, but whatever it is you want to do, having better awareness of your body that you can get from body weight training, you know, it's going to kind of help everything. So.
Oh, absolutely. Like every sport you can think of, you know, everything from like golf to rugby to tennis to, I don't know.
This a powerlifter I was training, and she's like, I think she's like a world record holder powerlifter. She's small, but I was teaching her handstands, and, you know, we were just training handstands, and all of a sudden her bench press, which she hadn't PR'd on in like a year, she all of a sudden got this big PR in her bench press.
Wow. And
it's not that we were really strengthening the muscles that she needed to strengthen for her bench press. I think it was more just that she was learning better body awareness and better control. And that kind of carried over to the other stuff she was doing.
You know, I've seen that with a few people. I'm like, look, I can tell by looking at you and by the way that you've done these other things, the strength is there. We've just got to connect a couple extra wires. And what I mean when I say that is we have to remind your body that it can move in a particular way or learn a particular way and how to take most advantage of what you already have. Okay, line this up with that. All right,
yeah.
There you go. And then boom, I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to get out of the way because you got this.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just, you know, confidence and alignment.
Yeah. And it's so cool because some people don't realize how strong they are. And when you teach them the correct position to do something in, they're like, oh, I can actually do this. Like there's certain skills where people will be doing them like, I have no idea how you do this. It's impossible. And I'm like, oh, just move your hand like, you know, a few inches this way. And they're like, oh, right now I can do that.
Okay. Well, you can try to do it that way, but Superman can't do it from there. Right. So, you know, maybe scoot your hands like 2 inches forward and give it a try there.
Yeah.
It's fascinating, all of that. And I don't know, it's like this never ending wonderful thing to explore. So big fan of it. Cool. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today and giving me a piece of your Saturday afternoon.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks. I definitely need to get some coaching on handstands. I can do handstand push-ups against the wall, but, you know, just like you were saying, get away from the wall as soon as possible. That's something I really wish I had heard about 4 years ago. So I'm going to go find a hidden bit of grass where no one can laugh at me, and I'm going to practice my bailing out cartwheel style.
Awesome.
That will help me along my way. But again, thanks so much for being on the show. Check out Kirsty's website at Garage Gym Girl. She's got a bunch of cool stuff up there. And we hope to have you back hearing about Scotland. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. And everyone, be sure to subscribe. You never know who's coming next.